The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Go to vomradio.net.
If it's news about Christian faith or values, they won't carry it. We will. You can hear it on the Don Crow Show, live from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group studios. It's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. According to the AP, a majority of Americans want mass deportations of illegal aliens if Congress fails to reach a deal this week. Well, it's Friday now. This was back on Monday. This was written. A deal that would close loopholes in the country's asylum system, which allow mass flows of foreign nationals to pour through the U.S.-Mexico border. The latest Harvard-Harris poll finds that 51% of American voters say they support mass deportations of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. should Congress fail to reach a deal that closes loopholes in the asylum system. More than 8 in 10 Republican voters, as well as more than 5 in 10 swing voters, said that President Trump should carry out mass deportations of illegal aliens following congressional inaction. Nearly 9 in 10 Trump supporters said the same. And it goes on with some statistics, but you get the point. Meanwhile, there is this constant battle going on over what is happening and what isn't happening at our borders. And as a matter of fact, I just pulled a piece from FoxNews.com. Ex-ICE Chief Homan delivers fiery defense of border agents at hearing, rips lawmakers, quote-unquote, do your job. Adam Shaw of Fox files this, Fox News. Former Acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Thomas Homan delivered a fiery defense of border agents during a House hearing, where Democrat lawmakers just hours earlier had decried conditions at migrant detention centers as he ripped into the agency's congressional critics and said they should be, in his word, ashamed of their conduct. Testifying before the House Oversight Committee, recalling in graphic detail his own experiences on the job, seeing dead bodies in tractor trailers, as he underscored the severity of the border crisis, he said, if you don't like this, do your job. Fix it. He said agents amid this crisis have been subject to, quote, unprecedented attack and vilification. And he added those men and women who choose life or who chose a life of service to this nation deserve better, not only from the media, but those in this committee and other members of Congress. He said, in addition, as a 34-year veteran of law enforcement, it is shocking. Shocking to see constant attacks against those who leave the safety and security of their homes every day, put on a Kevlar vest, put a gun on their hip, and risk their own safety to defend this freedom. He at times appeared to get choked up as he defended his former colleagues. And of course, In the process of it, appeared to be in part referring to accusations by ACO, as she's known, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat out of New York. Let's hope, in my view, folks, a one-term Democrat. And others who've made a host of allegations against agents, including migrants made to drink from toilet bowls. I've read several pieces by reliable sources, many of them Christian leaders who've gone down to this same area and said these are outright lies. These conditions being described by this lady and others of her ilk are just not true. But, of course, the highly compromised mainstream media is right in the middle of the muck with her and others like her. Of course, she blasted the Trump administration's immigration policy, stood by her accounts from the border during testimony earlier today, along with her colleagues, Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, Democrat, and Representative Adriana Presley of Democrat of Massachusetts. Holman shot back saying, "Those that attack the professional integrity of those who serve and blatantly throw unsubstantiated allegations against these men and women with zero evidence of guilt are wrong and should be ashamed." Yeah, tell you what. He pushed back on some of the rhetoric being used by the Democrats and activists who have accused agents of misconduct and of mistreating migrants. Quote, "These are the same people that vilify Border Patrol for detention conditions are the same people that refuse to answer the call to help until it's too late." Apparently referring to those Democrats who refused to back a bill that would have increased humanitarian funding by $4.5 billion at the border. And that just happened within the last couple of weeks, as I recall. He pointed to more than 4,000 lives that had been saved by Border Patrol agents last year and said it was disheartening that no one had mentioned that in the lengthy hearing. No one talks about how these men and women bring toys from their homes and toys from their own children to these facilities so that migrant children will have something to play with. No one talks about the sickness these migrants and how these agents have taken that sickness home to their own families because of their exposure. He asked if any of the critics had attended a burial of a law enforcement agent killed on duty or consoled the child or spouse of a fallen officer. "I have," he said, "too many times." Holman upset Democrats on the panel. Representative Jerry Connolly, Democrat, Virginia, denounced what he described as, quote-unquote, equivocation and screamed at Holman when he tried to object. "You're not at the border. This is a hearing room. This is my time," he yelled. A class act, folks. A class act. Anybody in Virginia ought to be ashamed of the man, in my view. Holman later blasted what he called political grandstanding and urged members of Congress to change the law if they don't like the current law. "Don't blame the men and women wearing the uniform doing the best they can," he said. "It's outrageous. This is political theater at its best." Mr. Connolly, I say you have no shame, sir. You have no shame. Take a break, come back, and talk about some other things, but I thought I'd pass those tidbits along to you.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, "Problem solved." 703-922-1900. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Do you need to sell your house yesterday? Did you know a cash investor will only give you pennies on the dollar? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. With our new 5-day sales strategy, we got our sellers an average of $46,000 more than expected. It's not for everyone, but if you have a house to sell now, we can sell it for top dollar in 5 days. No lowball investor offers. Call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
The advice that she gives, if you listen to it, you do what she says, you'll sell your house in a hurry. Christy would get the house sold, and that's really what we were after. Our house sold in 3 days. We listed and ended up with $9,000 more than we were asking for the house. We were delighted with that. Everything was handled just an incredible professional way.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible and one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, they're names people can trust. That's why at 4 Imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4, imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives and restore sight and health for many more. Sign up right now online as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Don Crow Show on WAVA, reminding you that toll-free number to call with your gift to Heart for Lebanon is 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Or you give online at WAVA.com, click on the Heart for Lebanon banner, or enter the keyword heart. One-time gift of $348 will take care of a family of 6 in the refugee camps in Lebanon for an entire year. Recent column at the Daily Signals headlined Prosper Africa, and it promises long overdue change in the U.S. approach to the continent. That's part of the headline. Its opening sentence, my guest this hour observes that American policymakers have long talked about reorienting U.S. policy toward Africa to trade, not aid. Yet, despite the rhetoric, the U.S.-Africa policy has remained stuck in an aid-focused rut for decades. However, he says there was an encouraging sign last week when the Trump administration seemed to indicate it's serious about changing that policy. Joshua Meservey is a senior policy analyst for Africa and the Middle East at the Heritage Foundation, and he joins me to talk about this issue. Thanks for doing that, Jonathan. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, particularly my interest is piqued because through the years I've done quite a bit of private work in Africa in religious ways, ministry and so on. But I'm very interested in the premise of this whole theory that I was saying to my producer earlier, in my view, we've ended up kind of developing a global welfare situation for Africa and other nations like it. Have we? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I actually think that's a good way of putting it. So I frequently make a similar argument where I say that many people approach the issue of African aid and accept certain premises associated with it, meaning, and here I'm referring to giving people free stuff, essentially, as a way out of poverty. And they take that approach, but would never take that. They take that approach in Africa, but would never take that approach here in the United States, because we, hopefully, most people understand that if you give people a lot of free stuff, people being people, will not appreciate that free stuff as much as they would if they earned it, and it can create dependency and entitlement. So I think there are reasons for doing foreign aid, of course. I'm not suggesting that we eliminate all of it or anything like that, but I am suggesting that there needs to be a radical rethink and a refocusing of how we do it.
Well, you underscore your support for this Prosper Africa, at least as to what it's become so far. Tell us what the details are in terms of this new initiative.
Sure. So Prosper Africa is one of the pillars of the Trump administration's Africa policy, which was rolled out last year here at the Heritage Foundation. The purpose of it is to increase the two-way trade and investment between Africa and the United States. I think it's absolutely the right impulse because for a number of reasons. One is that the absolute best way for Africa to develop is for it to create free markets, to unleash the power, the entrepreneurial power, the productive capacity of its people by having, you know, rational regulatory environments and low regulatory environments, things of that nature. And also, there are immense economic opportunities on the continent for American companies that we're not taking full advantage of. So my view is pretty simple on this, that the more economically prosperous American companies that we have, the stronger the United States will be. I think our economic power is a core part of our comprehensive national power. So the initiative has a couple different ways of trying to facilitate American investments into the continent. And it also is focused on trying to make the business environment in African countries more welcoming to American investment and economic activity. That's a big part of this equation here.
So it would really seek to, through government agencies, help U.S. companies get involved in practical ways as investors and developers in Africa?
Yeah, exactly. So one of the things that the initiative will do is seek to harmonize the efforts of, there's I think about 15 different U.S. government agencies that work on these sorts of issues. So Prosper Africa is trying to harmonize those efforts, coordinate them, make them more effective in that way. I think that's very positive. It's also trying to raise the profile of Africa as an investment destination for American companies. We have huge American companies making a lot of money on the continent, but there's also many American companies that don't recognize the opportunities in Africa. And so I think that's part of the initiative. And then, as I mentioned, there's a part of this that is going to be focused on helping African countries with their regulatory environments, with lowering barriers to trade and investment, and things of that nature.
In other words, creating a market on the other side of the ocean, so to speak, that's more friendly to America, to make American companies even want to get involved.
Exactly right, because right now there's many American companies, for good reason, are wary of investing or being involved on the continent. Now, again, we do have companies there that are doing great work and doing very well for themselves because those opportunities do exist, but there's also challenges to operating in Africa that perhaps don't exist in other contexts, though they are overcomable, if I can use a new word here. They're surmountable, let me say that, those challenges, but it does take some commitment, it takes some savvy, it takes some energy. And I think sometimes American companies are scared off, frankly, by some of those challenges.
Now, you also mentioned that one of the laudable elements of Prosper Africa is that it recognizes that the U.S. must adapt to an Africa of growing strategic significance. When I read that sentence, I was thinking of a comment made, I don't know, maybe 15 or more years ago now. As I recall, it may have been the former Canadian Prime Minister speaking at the World Economic Forum, saying basically, and I don't know the context entirely, but he advised keeping an eye on Africa over the next number of years, because he said in the next 10, 15 years, as Africa goes, so goes the world. There is a sense, I guess, and I'm sure he's speaking about this from the what you just cite here, the strategic significance of that continent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was very prescient of him. And I think there's a number of reasons why we need to think of Africa as a much more important continent than we traditionally have. I lay out some of them in the article. One is that just its physical location makes it important. It abuts three of the world's maritime choke points. So a lot of the global trade, a lot of global commerce flows around the continent. So I'm thinking specifically of a couple straits enter the Red Sea. But also the continent is very richly endowed with natural resources, all minerals and arable agricultural land. It's fisheries, timber, really you name it, Africa usually has significant abundance of wealth and of natural resources. And then the economic picture is really encouraging in some areas of the continent. Many of the world's fastest growing economies are in Africa, and they're projected to remain that way. Finally, I would say just the demographic realities of the continent. It's really extraordinary what's going to happen there with the population. I'll just give you one quick statistic that African population is projected to double by 2050 and quadruple by 2100. That would mean that one in every three people on Earth will be Africans by 2100. So that alone means that the world will have to think long and hard about how it engages with Africa.
And you also note in the column, I'll paraphrase it in my own words, we ought to wake up because China's already been hard at work in this regard for the last 20 years.
Yeah, so China has really built extraordinary influence on the continent in the last two decades. This stems, of course, they've been engaged in Africa since the 50s, really, since the time of Mao, but their engagements waned over a period of time, but then ramped back up following the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989, where China was very diplomatically isolated globally. But the exception was many African countries were either not willing to critique what had happened or even openly supported how the Chinese had dealt with that situation. So that reminded China of how important Africa can be. So for two decades, it has been pouring resources into the continent. It dominates certain key industries like construction, for instance. It is now the leading trade partner with Africa, has been for a number of years now. It's an extraordinary presence on the continent, and I would argue that it's actually more influential right now than the United States, which is a problem, of course, for American national interests.
And toward the end of your column, you point out that, look, there's something in this for American companies because they're going to profit if they from being effectively engaged in this burgeoning new continent, and new in the sense that it's seeing a level of growth in all these areas. And as you already said, China's there capitalizing on that growth, but American businesses would be very wise to consider this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's tremendous opportunities. Again, as we've already talked about, yes, there are challenges, and you have to adapt, perhaps, your operations for this different context. And Africa is very diverse as well, so the context, the environments can be radically different from country to country. But these are all manageable challenges, and if you can manage them, then you stand a very good chance of getting very healthy returns on your investments, healthier than you could get most other places even. So I think that it's good, obviously, for American companies that can do it to get over there, to get involved or to get more heavily involved. And then that flows through and boosts the United States as well, not least in this competition we're engaged in with the Chinese. Our private sector is unparalleled. It's a huge competitive advantage that we have, but we're not really leveraging it nearly as much as we could in this this global competition for influence.
Well, as you say, it's on the front end of being developed, may not be moving as quickly as we would like to see it, but I hope we can talk more about it, and I hope you can keep us posted as you have on this one.
Yeah, I would be absolutely happy to.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time, Joshua.
Thank you.
Again, Joshua Maservi, he is Senior Policy Analyst for Africa and the Middle East with the Heritage Foundation. And you can check his work out and that of his colleagues at heritage.org, heritage.org. By the way, that column that we referenced briefly that he wrote is at the Daily Signal, at dailysignal.com. Prosper Africa promises long overdue change in U.S. approach to continent. Check it out.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Where does actor Samuel L. Jackson say we find his character Nick Fury in the new Spider-Man Far From Home film?
He's trying to figure out where he's popped back into the world. He knows that the Avengers aren't anymore and that there has been a tragedy, and Tony Stark has told him that this kid is the answer.
Spider-Man Far From Home, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Clear tonight, not as muggy as recent nights. Lows ranging from 66 outside the Beltway to 72 in the district. Tomorrow mostly sunny and hot, but not too humid. High 91. Clear to partly cloudy and warm tomorrow night. Lows 72 to 76. Mainly sunny and very warm Sunday and Monday. High Sunday 91. High Monday 88. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Once again, I want to take this moment to thank some folks who have given to our campaign with Heart for Lebanon. And again, it's such an easy thing to make a gift that really will make a difference. $29 a month for 12 months will provide for a family of six refugees desperately needing your help when you call this number, 888-249-5222, or go online to WAVA.com. And I want to thank Marsha. Earlier, we mentioned it, but I want to mention again, Marsha and Jefferson, a $348 gift that takes care of a family for a year. Sean and Reston, a $50 gift. And Jonathan in La Plata, an $812 gift. Those all together going toward moving us past the 50% mark. We're now on the other side of our goal of reaching 102 families with the love of the Lord Jesus. So would you do something right now?
The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Heart for Lebanon, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, WAVA.com online. Jack Hibbard here with me and also Tom Adama. And Jack, take us once again to Syria and really what we're talking about here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had the opportunity to be in that troubled part of the world many times over the last couple of years, many visits to the country of Lebanon. But honestly, Don, I don't think I'll ever forget my first trip, because it's there I met a little girl by the name of Rahaf. This little beautiful girl spent, believe it or not, 5 days in a cave as she and her family ran from the horrors of war in Syria. We've seen, I know lots of us have seen pictures of some of the stuff that's happened there. And this little girl came from Aleppo. That's one of the places where I know we've seen a lot of photographs over the years of the terrible things that have happened to the people there in Syria. Well, Rahaf came from Aleppo. It was an awful, horrifying situation. But I got to tell you something. Rahaf, Don, was one of the happiest kids I've ever met. It was really incredible. I remember she came running across the playground at the Hope Center in the Bekaa Valley in the middle of a bunch of kids playing. Now, you know, she knew, obviously, we were from America, but what you're about to hear was unsolicited. Well, let me back up. What you're about to hear is me recording her saying something that she said to me unsolicited. I want you to listen very closely to this. But I think you'll hear through the book, Broken English, the changed life that's happened in Rahaf.
Hello, my name is Rahaf. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Delhamia. And I moved to Lebanon because of the war. My home fell down. I thank God for Lebanon because he learned me about Jesus. Jesus changed me for the best. I love Jesus so much.
I think you could hear that, right? She said, I love Heart for Lebanon because Heart for Lebanon learned me about Jesus and Jesus changed me. And you could see it, Don, in the middle of really some terrible, terrible circumstance. This little girl, like I said, not only left the horrifying effects of war and all that trauma that obviously she had, but she lives in a farmer's field with literally dirt and disease everywhere. I mean, I don't think I can adequately paint a picture for people as to the conditions that these folks are living in, well below the poverty line. And yet, here she is with a big smile on her face talking about her newfound faith in Jesus. And I got to tell you, folks, I think Rahaf is a great example of the impact of your monthly investment to Heart for Lebanon. You know, we found Rahaf in that tent settlement, first providing the essentials that were needed for her family to survive, and then we started a relationship with that family and with her that gave us an opportunity to share the gospel, and her life has been forever changed. Her despair has been turned to hope thanks to folks like you. $29 a month sustains hope for a family of six, and as you help Heart for Lebanon provide food, Christian education, and essentials for survival, lives are changed. You know, perhaps you could be even more generous today. Maybe you realize, look, God's been really good to me. Maybe you could do $87 a month. That would take care of three families. Can you imagine taking care of 18 hurting refugees right now? Whatever God's laying on your heart, make the gift by calling 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Or online at WAVA.com. We've got a little goal now, between now and the top of the hour, to take care of five families. Every $29 a month investment We'll take care of one of those families for an entire year. Will you make the call right now?
And Tom, we're going to hear the story of Peter after this next break because we have more time coming up in the next segment. But talk about how Heart for Lebanon ever ended up doing what it's doing, because as I recall, this was not your original mission, was it?
No, I started going to Lebanon in 2001, teaching biblical servant leadership to pastors and missionaries from Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon. 285 of them did it for 14 years. Every 6 months, I'd show up for a couple of days and pour my life into them and do Q&A and have a great time. But then in 2006, our conference coordinator, Camille Melke, was with me, and the news came on and said that Hezbollah started to take two Israeli soldiers from the border, and then we had a new war on our hands. Once again, Lebanon was drawn into a war with no fault of the people of Lebanon, but because of the circumstances of Lebanon. And I looked at Camille and I simply said to him, how long are you going to be the president of a Bible school that's doing a terrific job? And how long am I teaching biblical servant leadership before we do something practical for your people? And what happened at that day after the old proverbial napkin was, we want to make a practical difference. Not just a difference in their humanitarian aid, not just a difference in whatever it is, but we want to be a natural response. We want them to see our compassionate heart because Jesus was compassionate to us. And so we want to share with them in an unconditional, holistic way by building faith-defining environments that Jesus Christ is their Savior, can be their Lord, can be their Master. And so it's not just about bringing them to faith, it's discipling so that there can be an indigenous mission force to go back and reach their own people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what Heart for Lebanon is all about.
Folks, that tells you as succinctly and clearly as we can how wise your kingdom investment is in this ministry. Heart for Lebanon, rooted deeply in the gospel, but getting the message, as Tom just put it, that we're not just building the disciples, but what are we going to do about all the other brokenness outside? What are we going to do about a huge Muslim population that is more ripe for reaping than it's ever been, as Jack was telling us a bit ago? So it's such a strategic gift. Yes, Christian education, food essentials for survival for a family of six when you give that $29 a month gift. But it only happens when you pick the phone up and call 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or give online at WAVA.com. Stay with us. We have a lot more to share.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's G-U-Y to 85850.
Heart for Lebanon is helping bring desperately needed relief to at least 102 families whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they've been forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. But because of Heart for Lebanon's ministry of love and compassion in the form of Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials, many of these people are coming to real faith in Jesus Christ. Your one-time gift of $348 or $29 a month for 12 months will help Heart for Lebanon continue to meet the needs of these families when you call 888-249-5222 or give online at WAVA.com. $348 will provide for a family of six for one full year or $29 a month for 12 months, but anything you can give will make a difference when you call that number, 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Names matter. Your name. The name you've made for yourself and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Making a difference in the world with a simple gift of $29 a month. Come on, folks. I mean, talk about leverage. You know, you can't really take your kids to McDonald's for 29 bucks for a one-time around the horn, so to speak. You know that, and you're a generous audience. You've given so generously through the years, and this is another of those occasions when we get to partner with a really strong, legitimate, deeply gospel-rooted ministry known as Heart for Lebanon. And as a matter of fact, Tom Adama, one of the co-founders of that ministry, is right here with me in the studio, along with Jack Hippard. And you were going to tell us a story about Peter.
Hey, Don, I sure am. And Peter is one of those stories that I love to tell because it represents a whole lot of stories. Maybe 95% of the stories follow this same unfortunate route because Peter comes from Syria. And we have the young men and women stand up in front of other young men and women and share their story because it helps with their emotional healing. We want to deal with their physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. So Peter got up in front of his group of peers and he started to say, like most of our kids say, hey, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, the bomb went off, the building came down around us, our apartment complex. I watched my grandmother, my grandfather, my father, and 2 of my older siblings all die in front of me. My mom came in her nightgown and pulled my sister and I out of that rubble in our bare feet, and we took about a month to walk into Lebanon. Not sure how we made it, but we made it here with absolutely nothing, zero, except for the night clothes on our back. Heart for Lebanon helped us with some family care to sustain life and put us here in the educational program and children's activities, and we're very thankful for that. The teacher looked at Peter and said, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your dream? He said, my dream, what I want to be when I grow up, is to be a terrorist. I want to revenge my great-great-grandfather's death by the infidels. Now, when Peter told us the story a year and a half ago, he was 9 years of age. But he's been going to school since age 5, not to learn academics, not to learn character traits, not to learn leadership skills, not to learn the Bible, but to learn how to shoot a gun to kill somebody. And that's what he went to school for every day, 5 days a week. His father and grandfather made sure that he went to school to be a radical group. If you met Peter today, and I hope you come with me sometime to Lebanon and do that, you'll see a real smile on Peter's face. And if you ask him, Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? He'll tell you he wants to be a peace officer. Not sure if that's a police officer or a pastor, but he will tell you this. And this is a direct quote. What I want to do is go back to my people and share with them the love of Jesus Christ, because Jesus changed me and he could change the people in my country as well. That's what your investment of $29 a month does. It changes people like Peter. Radical groups are training these young men and women for Christ. And I'll keep saying it. If we as Christians, this is unacceptable. This is horrendous that we're allowing this to take place, because we will clean up the mess one way or another that the radical groups are going to make. And I would rather put my $29 with my wife, and I have taken a couple families, and help them find Christ as their Savior. Give them the opportunity to change their life. Give them an opportunity to be a missionary for Jesus Christ to their own people group. There's nobody better than to reach the children with the gospel of Jesus Christ than people like Peter. And this, today, is our Esther moment for this generation.
Time to call is right now, folks. Powerful, powerful opportunity to reach into a troubled area and literally bring change that is eternal. 888-249-5222. Your gift of $29 a month, providing Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. That's less than a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. Come on. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Online at our website, wava.com. There's a banner. You can click on that, and you can make your gift there.
Ellen was depressed, angry, and living in despair, a long way from the home she loved.
At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children, was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
More than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a Savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And Ellen's kids, like so many other refugee children, have responded to the gospel and received Christ as their Savior. Despair turned to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. A monthly investment of $29 will sustain hope for a refugee family of six by providing Christian education, food, and survival essentials. Please know this: when you give today, lives will be changed. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
And you can do that right now with a phone call to this toll-free number, 888-249-5222. One more time, 888-249-5222. If you prefer to give online, we're all set up for you there. Just go to WAVA.com. You'll see a Heart for Lebanon banner. Click on that, make your gift there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
With 4,500 buyers in our database, we'll sell your home in 58 days or we'll buy it. Call Chris Craddock at the Redux Group, 703-429-9778 or chriscraddock.com.
So you sit down and do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Gofran and Khalid are refugee brothers, orphaned when their father was killed and their mother abandoned them during the Syrian war. Now, they live in a farmer's field in Lebanon with little to look forward to. But every other week, when Heart for Lebanon's Hope on Wheels educational fun truck shows up, they're on the front row singing worship songs and reciting Bible verses. In the middle of despair, Gofran and Khalid are finding hope in Jesus. Just $116 will help bring Christian education, food, and survival essentials to boys like this and their family for 4 months. $348 takes care of them for an entire year. That's $29 a month or just 98 cents a day. Call 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222 or online at WAVA.com. Help a desperate refugee family now. Click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WAVA.com or call 888-249-5222.
105.1 FM, WAVA.
Do you ever wish you could study and understand the Bible like your favorite author or pastor? Do you have a deep hunger for the Word of God, but you don't know where to begin? We've got great news. You can study all 66 books of the Bible in one of 8 degree programs here at Dallas Theological Seminary's Washington, D.C. campus. But wait, we know what you're thinking. Seminary, I don't have time or money for that. That's why our D.C. campus offers flexible courses that combine online lectures with on-campus sessions. You only come to campus 3 Saturdays per semester. Not only are we more flexible than you thought, we are more affordable. DTS is offering every new student a $1,000 newcomer scholarship to start classes in D.C. That's right, $1,000 toward your first class at Dallas Theological Seminary in D.C. There's no need to uproot your life or change your job in order to deepen your biblical knowledge. Join us on campus July 27th for our seminary snapshot and sit in a class, explore the campus, and meet the faculty. If you'd like to learn more about our D.C. campus, please visit dts.edu/DC. That's dts.edu/DC.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Triple 888-249-5222. Your gift of $29 a month provides an amazing thing: Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a family of 6 in a troubled region of the world, Syria and Lebanon and that whole region. We're going to talk more about it throughout this campaign. But your gift's going to make a difference, and Jack and Tom are here to help us understand how vital your giving is.
Well, and when you talk about making a difference, you know, Tom was talking a couple of moments ago about Peter and the difference that has happened in his life. We were talking to children recently. You know, every year, Don, at the end of our school year at our Hope Center, we ask the kids to tell about a defining moment in their life. And I want to read something. I also want to play something real quick before our next break. This came from Shana. This is what she wrote. Listen to this. We were in Syria. We knew nothing about Christ the Lord. But when we came to Lebanon, I joined Heart for Lebanon School, and it's there I got to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and he can save my sin, and that whoever worships him will have eternal life. That's what your investment does. And it does in the lives of little girls like this. Listen to this. This is one of our little girls in our Hope Center reciting a passage of scripture from the book of Hosea. Listen.
Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them.
The righteous walk in them. The ways of the Lord are right. Folks, that's a Muslim-born little girl who's given her heart to Jesus Christ. But that only happens as you give. That gift of $29 a month is going to help provide that Christian education, food, and essentials for not just that one little girl, but it's going to provide for the entire refugee family of 6. And like Don said earlier, it's just under a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. I've got to confess, I spend 98 cents every day and don't even think about it. I did it this morning buying my cup of coffee, which was probably twice the price of that. So what's the value of one of these little boys or girls? I think it's at least that, right? 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. Listen, we're looking for five people before the top of the hour to take care of the next five families. You do that with every $29 a month gift. We've had one of those taken care of. So now it's just you and four others to the phones at 888-249-5222. If you can't make that monthly investment, be as generous as you can when you dial 888-249-5222, or you can give online. It's safe, it's quick, it's easy. WAVA.com, just click the Heart for Lebanon banner.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.